brand new music from A Shadow of Jaguar off their album Brain, Different Brain, 2020. And I have on the line Brian, lead vocal guitarist for A Shadow of Jaguar, who will be appearing here in Crested Butte. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, are you guys in Aspen today?
Yeah, we are in Aspen today, just hanging around, doing some events up here, meeting some friends, being all social, and then we're headed down to Crested Butte, coming ready to rage.
Right on, man. We're looking forward to having you guys back. What is this, your third or fourth time?
This will be the third Cat Night 22. This is Cat Night 2020.
Right.
For those of you that don't know, every time we come to Crested Butte, it's Cat Night.
Yes, I do remember the cat. I do remember the cat costume at the front of the stage.
Cat, it's always Cat Night in Crested Butte.
Right on. Well, we're looking forward to it too. You've got a great following here. Thanks for visiting with us. I was just thinking this morning, A Shadow of Jaguar. I can't think of another band that starts with A. You guys are it.
Let's see. No, I can't either.
Isn't that wild? There's a lot of these and my's and...
Anyway. These and my's, but yeah, not a lot of A's.
You're the only A. So you guys are a rockin' two-piece.
We wanted to be first alphabetically.
Yes, yes. Even though some of our programs put you under S, but you're A on our list. But you guys have a great two-piece sound and fill the sound so well. You do it very well, and you're kind of carrying the torch of these two-piece rock bands. And man, it's really great to hear, and your music has a real bluesy kind of rocking bent, you know, with the slide guitar. And where does that all come from?
I mean, it started out, we were trying to go for the bluesy thing, and then like slowly and steadily, there was one more influence after another, and we started, so it's the foundation is blues for sure, because it's a lap steel. But then, you know, we found bands like Royal Blood is one that was hugely influential. We started the band before I had found out about them, and as soon as I found out about them, I was so disheartened, because that was exactly the kind of music I wanted to make. And so we've been kind of towing this line of trying to sound different than all the other two pieces and trying to do something just a little bit unique. So we're, trying to push the boundary as much as we can.
Yeah, hey, there's room for all of it, right?
Yeah, there's room for all of it, especially in Crested Butte.
That's right. Well, if I remember correctly, you took a Strat and raised the action on it and threw it down on a table and put a slide on your finger and just started hammering. So how did that all come about?
Absolutely. So it started out, I was a huge Dwayne Allman fan, and I really wanted a slide guitar. And then I saw Robert Randolph, and I really wanted a pedal steel. And then I looked at how much pedal steels cost, and I decided that was not for me. So I bought a knockoff Strat. It's a PV Raptor. It's anybody can buy one of these guitars for the tall price of $120. So I took that, and I kind of just Frankensteined it out. I put put a different bridge on to jack the action up. One part of it is held up literally with newspaper. So it's kind of a mod podge, if you will. But I guess that's what gives it its unique sound.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you know, you guys are kind of not into talking about yourselves, and there's not a lot written. I had to do a little research, and I've seen you guys before too, but some of these are basic questions, like how did you and Andrew find each other?
My old band used to open for his old band, so we met in Boulder. I'm from the East Coast originally. I moved out here for college, and my old band used to open for his old band. And when both of those bands hit the skids, he and I kind of got together and we're like, hey, man, let's keep playing music. And we played one practice together, and we're like, okay, well, this is it.
it's happening, yeah. Chemistry.
Nailed it, yeah.
So in New York...
You're absolutely right.
Go ahead. In New York, there's a great indie noise rock kind of scene that surrounds you, you know, with Velvet Underground, Sonic Youth, John Spencer. I know Parquet Courts moved out there from Texas. It seems like you're in the right place, and you guys have been out there for a few years since being in Boulder. Is it home? Is it the right place? Is the vibe right for recording and playing? And how's the New York scene?
You know what? for right now, we really love it. It's I don't know if we'll be there here forever, but it's very inspirational just because there's so many bands, and you know, you could play a show every night of the week and play a different venue and play with a band you've never heard of. There's a huge fem punk scene that's like really been influencing me lately. You know, bands like Thick out of Brooklyn, and there's one band called Overeasy who we were supposed to play with. They actually just lost a band member, but they, you know, just there's a ton of awesome like girl punk bands that are super influential on us right now. I'm going through a huge phase of those.
Right on. And you've got a variety of sounds on the new release, Different Brain. The first one was just rocking all the way through. This one has some kind of chill, dark moments and just introspective stuff, and then some loud rock. It's kind of all over the place. It seems like you guys are expanding your palette a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the new album.
For sure. Well, we were trying to like push it a little farther and see what we could get away with. The concept of the album Different Brain is about, like, you know, the old like movie Dilemma, where they have the angel and the devil on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole idea for the album was when the devil wins the argument. So it's all just about making the wrong choices and doing the wrong things. And here's Andrew now.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, great. Yeah, this is Bud at Transistor Radio on KBUT. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
We're just talking about Different Brain and where it all came from. But yeah, so we were trying to just push our sound even farther than on the first album. We kind of found our footing with the first album, and on the second one we got a little more comfortable to push the boundaries, and that's kind of the goal going forward, is just keep going farther.
Yeah. Did you guys record both albums in New York?
No, we actually recorded the first album raw entirely in Denver, Colorado, in a studio called Silo Sound. It's an amazing studio. The second record, we actually did the majority of it on our own. We did a little bit of the basic tracking in Denver, and then finished it up in Brooklyn. So this album, we had, like, on Different Brain, we did a lot more of the production on our own.
Cool. Do you guys record live or take turns? And who brings in songs, or do you share? How do you do that?
Yeah, we do most of the basic tracking live, just drums and guitar, like basic track, and then we go back and we kind of add things and do some overdubs here and there. But we try to keep it as, you know, we try to keep the live energy captured from the shows and try to recreate that in the studio as best as we can.
Cool. Since you're a drummer, I have to ask. I ask all my drummer friends this. Ready? Bonham or Moon?
Oh, I mean, that's a tough question, but I think I gotta go Bonham.
That's what I thought. When I saw you guys last time in Crested Butte, I really felt a Bonham vibe, which he's my favorite too. So, yeah, that's really cool.
That's awesome. Well, that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, well, I was going to ask you guys also, since you've got slide guitar and kind of that Bonham bounce going, what your favorite Zep albums are.
Favorite Zep albums? Ooh. I mean, like, I just love the energy of the first album.
Yeah.
Brian's saying the second record.
Cool.
But I also am a pretty big fan of Physical Graffiti, I think.
Yeah, that's because, my favorite,
you know,
too.
The production on that one is so incredible.
Yeah. Right on.
But they're all great.
We've got a lot of kind of jammy, funky music in Crested Butte, so it's really killer to have some roots, bluesy, raw rock come into town. And you guys have a great following. This will be your third trip. I'm sure we're going to fill the public house. We're going to give a couple of tickets away after I talk to you guys. And the Beavs are opening. They've got a really good sound too. Are they friends of yours from Colorado?
Yeah, they're buddies of ours, and luckily we've gotten them on this whole tour with us, and they're awesome. So everybody, make sure you get there early to see the Beavs. They put on an amazing show, very high energy.
Yeah, they're easy to find.
Great band.
If you Google them or go to one of your streaming services. They've kind of got a Camper Van Beethoven vibe with a little bit of a hard rock edge too. I like their music a lot. I'll start playing them on this show. I play you guys on this show all the time, and you're featured in our ID for Transistor Radio. I've got a little segment from Too Many Knots, which is a great riff. And I was saying earlier to Brian that you guys don't talk about yourselves a lot. You don't print much about yourselves. You know, in the bio it says, you know, let the music do the talking. It doesn't say anything about who's in the band or anything. So what do you guys want to say to your fans in Crested Butte before you get here?
come ready for a crazy night. It's gonna be a party.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot. I'm gonna wear a t-shirt and shorts, I think. But Public House has great sound. This will be your third time there. I think the first time I saw you guys, it looked like you'd had a hard day at the meat factory.
Oh yeah, yeah, we had the butcher's aprons on for that one, for the Raw album.
Right on. Well, any differences in the recording processes from Raw going to the new and different Brain?
Yeah, with Raw, we tracked it. You know, it was a lot more live. It was a lot more raw. We just kind of tracked it in a few days in the studio, and then we had a buddy of ours, Justin Peacock, out in L.A., mixed it for us. So it was a little less hands-on. A different Brain, we sort of did all of it ourselves. We recorded a lot of it just like in Brooklyn on our own, with me engineering and just the two of us in a room. So this one was a lot more just DIY.
That's great, man. It sounds really good, and it's fun when you can do your own thing and just have it be your vision. I just played, I started out Mama Needs the Bottle, which was kind of your first single, I guess, in 2015. Then I played something off Raw, Too Many Knots. And then right before you guys came on, I played Different Brain Part 2. Tell me a little bit about that, and then we'll do one more as we hang up.
Yeah, Brian, you want to talk a little bit about Different Brain Part 2?
Oh, Part 2, man. Part 2 is, it's a song about all the drugs that we don't really do, but that we imagine we would if the devil won the argument. The story of Part 1 and Part 2 is like it's about having an addicted lover. And so Part 1 is from one side of the relationship, and Part 2 is from the other side of the relationship. So it's the opening line is, you said you want to give me love, but I would rather do some drugs. And it's just, you know, the concept of thankless love, and, you know, it's I wanted to kind of tell the story of just, you know, that destination, that Sid and Nancy kind of love story.
Right.
Something like that.
Well, that's great. I'm talking to Brian and Andrew from A Shadow of Jaguar, who are playing live Friday at Public House, and we've just been talking about their music and their latest album, Different Brain, that just came out this month. Getting ready to play Love You Hate You. Brian, you want to tell me a little bit about that one? We're going to close out with that.
Hell yeah, man. Love You Hate You is, it was one of the first songs we wrote. It was actually slated to be on the first album, Raw, and we thought we could just do it better, and I think we really did this time around. And it's similar style of like a love-hate relationship, something you can't really get away from that, you know, for every reason that pulls you into it is every reason that pushes you away from it. And, you know, you'll hear it in the lyrics.
That's great. Well, yeah, you're exploring the polar sides of life on this album, it sounds like. And we appreciate it and appreciate you talking to us. Shadow of Jaguar is playing with the Beeves opening Public House this Friday the 24th, doors 8. Show starts at 9. Come check it out. There's tickets available. Go to Public House website, and guys, thanks, safe travels, and we look forward to seeing you Friday night at the Public House.
Bud, thanks so much, man. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Talk soon.
All right. Later.